One of the biggest mistakes that you and I can make is to imagine that God's plans revolve around us, around our comfort and convenience, because His plans are so much bigger than ours. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I was chatting with a farmer friend of mine a few months ago whose property had been inundated by the worst floods in living memory. We spoke on the very day the floods peaked, and he said to me that in his view, the mistake that we make is that we pray against the flood, rather than looking for God's will in it all and the opportunities that He's setting before us to do good. What a powerful faith-filled observation for him to make in that moment. As it turned out, he was helping his neighbour whose dairy had been flooded out to milk his 600 cows twice daily as well. He was helping the emergency services with his equipment in the area. He even hopped into his small boat early Christmas morning to pick up the pastor from the other side of the flooded river so they could hold their Christmas Day service. Wow. Now, take Abraham, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. Abraham lived in the country that God promised to give him. He lived there like a visitor who didn't belong. He did this because he had faith. He lived in tents with Isaac and Jacob, who also received the same promise from God. Abraham was waiting for the city that has real foundations. He was waiting for the city that is planned and built by God. Abraham went on an uncertain and uncomfortable 25-year journey to the promised land, but never lived to see Jerusalem built there centuries later. Note to self: God's plans don't revolve around me. That's His word, fresh for you today. May God bless you today as you receive His word. Now, because we all have difficult relationships, difficult people in our lives, I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called, not surprisingly, Dealing with Difficult People. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.